This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
The highly anticipated trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine smashed records as it was viewed a whopping 365 million times within the first 24 hours across all platforms. That figure surpasses the previous one-day viewership record held by another Marvel property, Spider-Man No Way Home. They must be high-fiving at Marvel. Snoop and Master P have sued Post Cereal, accusing the company of failing to properly distribute and promote Snoop Cereal, which they founded in 2022. They allege that Post would often falsely inform Walmart that the product was out of stock while there were adequate supplies. The pair alleges that Walmart was actually in on it. Better stick to gin and juice. The Bear co-star Ayo Edebiri apologized to Jennifer Lopez with tears in her eyes over resurfaced comments slamming Lopez. The two were recently on SNL, and according to Lopez, Edebiri was mortified due to comments she had made on a podcast a few years back criticizing J-Lo for not singing on some of her songs. But she wasn't wrong. Kevin Costner and Christine Baumgartner are officially done, putting an end to their very public bitter divorce. Baumgartner was asking for $250,000 a month in child support, but only got $63,000. A judge denied her request for $100,000 a month for cosmetic surgery. Geez, for that, Costner could have had her changed into Jewel. Michael Jackson's nephew, Jafar, has really channeled the King of Pop in the new Michael biopic. That's right. The film is described as a riveting and honest portrayal of the brilliant yet complicated man who became known worldwide as the King of Pop. It's releasing in April of next year, but don't expect it to deal with the diddler aspect to Jackson's story.
Dead or alive?
Rapper Fetty Wap is known for the 2015 hits Trap Queen and 679. Dead or alive? Alive. Fetty pleaded guilty to a conspiracy drug charge, admitting that he participated in a massive drug trafficking racket that moved drugs from the West Coast to Long Island. He's serving a six-year prison sentence. When Anyone But You was released in theaters at Christmas, the romantic comedy starring Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney barely registered a blip at the box office. The film grossed only $8 million in its opening weekend. Then, thanks to TikTok, the film went on to gross $89 million domestically and $80 million internationally. Actually, you can thank Sydney's boobs for that. Russell Brand is still vehemently denying accusations he got drunk on a movie set and sexually assaulted an actress. The woman claims he was drunk on the set of the movie Arthur, exposed his penis to her, and then sexually assaulted her in a bathroom. He says there's no way her claims are true because he was sober. I guess he only rapes when he's plastered. Jon Stewart revealed why he returned to host Comedy Central's The Daily Show nearly 9 years after leaving the nightly gig. Stewart said it's a vehicle for unloading his thoughts in advance of Election Day in November. The opener was hilarious and very smart. See Jon host on Monday nights on Comedy Central. And no, Stewart did not pay us for this.
Idiot of the Week!
MTV's The Challenge star Nelson Thomas announced he will have his foot amputated exactly 1 year after his fiery DUI car crash. Thomas, 35, lost control of his car while driving drunk, slamming into a bridge, causing it to burst into flames while he was trapped inside. Lucky he's only losing a foot. Idiot! Netflix has dropped a teaser clip for Bridgerton Season 3 as the series dives right back into the tension between Colin, played by Luke Newton, and Penelope, played by Nicola Coughlan. The show, which will launch this year in two parts, is executive produced by Shonda Rhimes and is one of Netflix's most popular series. Yep, bring on more classic-era nudity. A former music video producer sued Russell Simmons for raping her in the late 90s. Oh boy. The woman alleged in her lawsuit that the Def Jam Recordings co-founder, now 66, pinned her down on his bed and raped her when she visited his Manhattan apartment to get his approval for a rough cut of a video. Guilty! True Detective Night Country has become its most popular season by far. The drama starring Jodie Foster has continually increased its viewing audience, recently hitting a season high of 12.4 million viewers for its latest episode. The suits at HBO Max are already talking about wanting a new season. Because, ka-ching! Sean William Scott has filed to divorce his wife, Olivia Korenberg, after 4 years of marriage. The American Pie actor, 47, filed for dissolution of marriage from the interior designer in L.A. County Court. Irreconcilable differences was the reason given. Sean William Scott, is now free to return to obscurity.
The Trash Bin.
Nick Carter's sister, Bobby Jean Carter's cause of death was due to intoxication by the combined effects of fentanyl and methamphetamine, according to a Florida Medical Examiner toxicology report. The drug overdose death was ruled an accident, just like the deaths of their other two siblings, brother Aaron and sister Leslie. Let that sink in. Darius Rucker has been writing a memoir entitled Life's Too Short. The three-time Grammy Award-winning lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish and country music star will release his new memoir this spring. Rucker was recently arrested for possession of psychedelic pills after being pulled over driving with expired license plate tags. Hey, Rucker, put that in your book.
The news wrap-up.
Airbnb reported better-than-expected revenue. Lyft CEO took the blame for that extra zero that slipped into their earnings release. Uber stock popped more than 10% on a $7 billion share buyback. Some prices fell in January and February on items including furniture, bedding, clothing, household appliances, electronics, toys, and sporting goods. Hey, some good news. Sabrina Carpenter grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania and at the age of 10 began posting videos on YouTube of herself singing Christina Aguilera and Adele songs. In 2009, she placed third in a singing contest run by Miley Cyrus. She then moved to LA, where she got an acting job on the Disney Channel series Girl Meets World from 2014 to 2017. She's released several albums and got another huge break, opening for Taylor Swift on her Eras tour. And now she has a new song rocketing up the charts, which we love. Here's Sabrina Carpenter with the song of the week, Feather.
Almost like that, I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance.
Sabrina Carpenter with the song of the week, Feather. follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.